Congressman Ro Khanna visited San Jose Thursday to tour four community project sites after securing $13 million in federal funding for Silicon Valley, as debate intensifies in Washington over U.S. involvement in Iran. Representative Ro Khanna serves California's 17th district, covering cities like Cupertino, Santa Clara, and Sunnyvale. Has been a leading voice opposing the war.
The war in Iran, it's costing us billions of dollars a day. The president is asking us for $400 billion more. We need that money for our community, for funding housing, for funding support for our veterans, for funding health care and child care and education. And I've been making the case in Congress and leading to stop this war in Iran and fund our local priorities.
Out of the $13 million, $3.15 million is going to the Emergency Shelter and Transitional Housing Center for Homeless Veterans in San Jose. $175,000 is going to the Safe Plus Program Enhancement Center, which provides medical and forensic services for survivors of sexual assault and intimate partner violence. They see about 900 patients a year, mostly female between the ages of 16 and 25. Anna Anton, nurse manager of the Safe Plus program, says the newly secured fund will go toward expanding training for nurses as demand for their services continues to rise.
As you can imagine, this is a highly specialized area within the medical field that requires a lot of initial and ongoing training. And so this funding will allow us to enhance our training and speed up our training program. A typical training takes 6 to 10 months. And so this would allow us to have additional training equipment to speed up that process and onboard more nurses to do this work.
Next, Congressman Khanna visited the 33-acre Overfelt Gardens Park, where more than $1 billion will fund a water restoration project aimed at addressing drought conditions and improving sustainability. City officials say the project will replace seasonal drying ponds with a recycled water system that keeps them full year-round. Raymond Constantino is the Deputy Director of Capital Projects for San Jose Parks.
With this funds, basically we'll be able to tap into the recycled water system divert recycled water into the ponds and not use potable water, which is very costly, and also it's a waste of using potable water for the ponds.
Constantino says that the project is expected to break ground in 2028 and be fully completed by 2030. Referring back to the war in Iran, Khanna says the same funding used for projects like these is what's at stake. He says that even a fraction of war spending could transform infrastructure, transit, and healthcare systems at home.
Massey and I are going to continue to bring that war powers resolution. We need to pass it, but we need to say absolutely not to the funding. Not a dollar more to the funding of this war in Iran. Congress needs to stop the funding.
As Congress continues to debate U.S. war involvement overseas, Khanna says these projects serve as a local example of what's possible when funding is redirected towards domestic priorities. Reporting for KPFA Radio, I'm Annetta Felix.